nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, March 30th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and it's that time again. It's my favorite part of the week, the time that I get to spend chatting with all of you and talking about theater, because who doesn't love a little bit of theater in their lives, right? Today, there is no guest. It's just me here in the studio, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have a fabulous time. In fact, today I'm going to be playing music from a show that I don't think I've ever featured here on Backstage. A show that debuted, it's got to be 73 years ago yesterday, the fifth collaboration between Rodgers and Hammerstein, and a musical that was developed as a star vehicle for an actress whose agent was worried that her career was fading a bit. I'm talking about the musical The King and I, which debuted at the St. James Theater on March 29th of 1951. And it starred Gertrude Lawrence and, of course, Yul Brynner in the original cast. The musical is based on the novel Anna and the King of Siam, which was published in 1944. That novel was in turn based on the memoirs of a British governess by the name of Anna Leon Owens, who was governess to the children of a Siamese king in the 1860s. It was turned into a film in 1946, and that became the basis for what Rodgers and Hammerstein ended up creating. They had read the book, Anna and the King of Siam. They didn't like it, believe it or not. They thought that it was a little too disconnected. There wasn't enough of a narrative thread between all the little moments that Margaret Landon had recorded. And so they weren't interested. When they saw the film, they saw how everything could be united, and they decided to run with it. And it's become iconic. It's become one of those shows that has been around seemingly forever and ever and ever. Yes, some of its depictions are a little outdated, shall we say. But I think at the core of it, it's a story about humans. It's a story about people and how they interact and how they see value in one another and how they try to be the people they want to be. And that's a story that, regardless of time, regardless of setting, you know, everybody can relate to that, and that's why it's stuck around for as long as it has. So this morning I'm going to be featuring music from the 1996 revival of The King and I that starred Donna Murphy and Lou Diamond Phillips in the roles of Anna and the King, respectively. So we'll kick things off with, it's a good way to kick things off. I'm all about the positivity. I'm all about increasing the love and the happiness. So here is Donna Murphy with the song, I Whistle a Happy Tune.
Look, Mother, the Prime Minister is naked.
Hush, Louis. That's not a nice word. He's not naked. Well, he's half naked.
They all look rather horrible, don't they, Mother? Father would not have liked us to be afraid, would he?
No, Louis. Father would not have liked us to be afraid.
Mother, does anything ever frighten you?
Sometimes.
What do you do?
I whistle.
So that's why you whistle.
Yes, that's why I whistle. Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune. One ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe your you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid.
Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
That was I Whistle a Happy Tune from the 1996 revival cast of The King and I, which is celebrating its, 73rd anniversary this weekend. 73, good grief. Doesn't seem like it would be that old, and yet it is. It is. As I mentioned, the show was developed as a star vehicle, and Rodgers and Hammerstein, they weren't really keen on the idea of trying to write something for a star. Gertrude Lawrence was a very accomplished performer of her time, and her agent, a woman by the name of Fanny Holtzman, she was trying to find something to showcase Gertrude Lawrence's talent, and she felt that the story of the governess of the King of Siam's children would be perfect. Rodgers and Hammerstein really preferred to make stars, not work with established stars, but they came around to it. Eventually, they came around to it, and they were able to work with her, and the bigger problem was finding someone to play the king. Now remember, this is 1951, so the idea of representative casting was not exactly at the forefront of people's minds. And they were hoping, Rodgers and Hammerstein, were hoping to get Rex Harrison, because Rex Harrison had played the king in the film version in 1946, but they couldn't get him. And Mary Martin, who had collaborated with Rodgers and Hammerstein on a few shows, suggested someone she had worked with years before, who had gone on to be a pretty big in television, an actor by the name of Yul Brynner. And he came in and just blew everybody away with his audition. And that was it. They decided that he was going to be the king. And it worked. The whole combination completely worked. The show would run for 3 years, give or take, and it won multiple Tonys, including Best Musical, Best Actress for Gertrude Lawrence, and Best Actor for Yul Brynner. And it just became this iconic story that has been revived multiple times. It's there was a movie back in, what, the 90s, I think it was, called Anna and the King, which tells the same story, just not as a musical. It was most recently on Broadway back in, like, 2015 with Kelly O'Hara and Ken Watanabe in the roles of Anna and the King. So it's become wildly, wildly popular. But I digress. You know, it's just, it's that story. It's about people. Anna goes to Siam to become governess for the king's children. He wants to modernize his country. He wants to bring it into the 19th century, because remember, this is the 1800s. And he feels that having his children educated by a British governess is a way to do that. And this is where Anna finds herself. And she brings her experience and her knowledge and her worldview to this new place and tries to find a way to meet in the middle with everything. But of course, the king is strong-willed and stubborn and a little pig-headed sometimes, I must say. But anyway, I digress again. Let's move on, shall we? Let's take a look at another song where Anna tells her her charges, right? Well, the wives, really. The king has multiple wives. He tells the wives the story of her husband, her late husband, a man by the name of Tom, and does so in this song called Hello, Young Lovers.
When I think of Tom, I think about a night when the earth smelled of summer and the sky was streaked with white and the soft mist of England was sleeping on a hill. I remember this and I always looking on the same blue sea. And I know Tom and I are a part of them all, and they're all a part of Tom and me. Hello, young lovers, troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You fly down the street on the chance that you'll meet, and you meet, not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry, because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own.
That was Hello Young Lovers from the 1996 revival of The King and I here on Backstage on WZBG. And Anna, of course, is a strong-willed governess. She has a very specific contract with the king on how she is supposed to perform her duties and what authority she has. And the king doesn't like some of the things that he is hearing about, doesn't like all of the ways that Anna is going about doing what she does, and he realizes that the world may be more complicated than he had originally thought it to be, and he has this fabulous sort of, it's almost like an internal monologue with himself, but of course it's Broadway, it's a musical, it has to be done in song. So here from the 96 cast recording is Lou Diamond Phillips in the role of the King of Siam with the song A Puzzlement.
When I was a boy, world was better sport. What was so was so, what was not. Now I am a man, world have changed a lot. Some things nearly so, others nearly not. There are times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Very often
mind confusion, in conclusion, I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I have studied to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure. Is a puzzlement. What to tell a growing son? What, for instance, shall I say to him of women? Shall I educate him on the ancient lines? Shall I tell the boy, as far as he is able, to respect his wives and love his concubines? Shall I tell him everyone is like the other, and the better one of two is really neither? If I tell him this, I think he won't believe it. And I nearly think I don't believe it either. When my father was a king, he was a king who knew exactly what he knew. And his brain was not a thing, forever swinging to and fro and fro and to. Shall I then be like my father and be willfully unmovable and strong? Or is better to be right? Or am I right when I believe I may be wrong? Shall I join with other nations in alliance? If allies are weak, am I not best alone? If allies are strong with power to protect me, might they not protect me out of all I own? Is a danger to be trusting one another? One will seldom want to do what other wishes. But unless someday somebody trusts somebody, there'll be nothing left on earth excepting fishes. There are times I almost think nobody's sure of what he absolutely knows. Everybody find confusion in conclusion he concluded long ago. And it puzzled me to learn that though a man may be in doubt of what he knows, very quickly will he fight, he'll fight to prove that what he does not know is so. I think that people not so bad. But no matter what I think, I must go on living life. As leader of my kingdom, I must go forth. Be father to my children and husband to each wife, etc., etc., and so forth. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I try to live another day. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I do my best for one more day. But is a puzzlement.
Lou Diamond Phillips with A Puzzlement from the 96 cast recording of The King and I. And one of the things I like about that song is that you know, the king could very easily be taken as this difficult character. And he is, but he has a reason for being the way he is. He's trying to modernize his country, but he's concerned about what that's going to mean, how that's going to impact his people and his rule. And, you know, he's trying to move cautiously into a realm that he doesn't fully understand yet. So you end up, you know, sympathizing with the guy a little bit. But, you know, he does want to be a progressive ruler and move things forward in a direction that he thinks is best. So you gotta also give him his credit. The teaching gets complicated, the teaching of the children. Anna is trying to show them, you know, what is generally accepted as truth in in the world, and they don't always agree. It doesn't always align with their beliefs, but she encourages them to be open and to get to know her as she gets to know them. And of course we have the iconic song, Getting to Know You.
Before I came here, Siam was to me just like that little white spot. But now I have lived here for more than a year. I have met the people of Siam, and I am learning to understand them.
You like us?
Oh, I like you very much. Chan Luck Terma. It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught.
As a teacher I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to help you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new about you day by day.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me, getting to know.
Beautiful and new,
beautiful and new.
I'm learning about you.
Learning about day by day.
That was Getting to Know You from the 1996 cast recording of The King and I here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's coming up on 9:30, so what we're going to do is we're going to pause for a moment for a quick word, and then we will come back and we will talk about the buzz.
At the YMCA, finding your why starts by making an impact together, touching lives for the better. It can be the gift of time or treasure, supporting a community through talent without measure. Here, compassion fuels commitment, finding fulfillment through enrichment, serving and improving. What a way to live, and what a gift it is to give. Find your why and get involved today at ymca.org for a better us.
All right, let's look at the goings-on, shall we? Goshen Players have announced their upcoming production of the musical 9 to 5. That'll be happening between April 27th and May 12th. You can go to goshenplayers.org to find tickets or more information. Landmark Community Theater will be putting on a production of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That'll be happening April 20th through May 5th. For information or tickets, you should go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. The Phoenix Stage Company has a few things coming up. They have a cabaret with the Bright Young Things group called Miscast. That'll be happening next weekend, April 6th at 8 p.m. and April 7th at 3 p.m. And those will be at the Phoenix Stage Company facility in scenic Oakville, Connecticut. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org for more, for more on that. And of course, after that, they are going to be putting on the production Sweet Surrender. S-U-I-T-E, which is a farce comedy, I believe. That'll be happening May 4th through May 18th. And again, phoenixstagecompany.org is the website for information and tickets. TheaterWorks New Milford will be putting on a... TheaterWorks New Milford has opened their production of Wait Until Dark. That's running now through April 14th. You can go to theaterworks.us to find tickets or more information. And the Warner Theater, if you were listening last week, you know that they have canceled their production of Love, Sex, and the IRS. So their next production is going to be School of Rock. That'll be happening August 3rd through August 11th. For information, you should go to warnertheater.org. And one audition to mention, TheaterWorks New Milford is having auditions for Betty's Summer Vacation today, March 30th from 2 to 4 p.m., and then Monday, April 1st from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Over in the TheaterWorks facility. You can go to theaterworks.us for more on that. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage on WZBG. We're going to pause for another word, and then we will come back talk more about The King and I.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Backstage, and this morning we're talking all about Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, which debuted on March 29th back in 1951. So, long time ago. But it's still going strong. It's still wildly popular. And, it's just one of those iconic shows. Now, one of the subplots that I didn't really mention yet is that at the beginning of the story, the King of Siam has been gifted a new wife. It's a political gift from the King of, I think, Burma, a woman by the name of Tuptim, and she is not happy because she is in love with another person. She's in love with a scholar who's found a way to travel with her from Burma to Siam. I think the name is Lun Ta. And they are madly in love, but she's promised to the King of Siam, which obviously puts a bit of a wrench in their romantic subplot here. But they do manage to sneak away and talk about their situation and how things are going. And they do that in this song called We Kiss in a Shadow.
We kiss in the shadow, we hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day to be free. To kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what you see.
When can we meet? When?
It is not possible. We cannot meet alone ever. Not ever. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word.
Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day to be free. To kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what see. Behold how my love loves me.
What is it?
Someone was here. I had a feeling someone was watching us. Please go. Please.
We Kiss in a Shadow from the 1996 Broadway cast recording of The King and I here on Backstage on WZBG. And the 96 cast was absolutely amazing. Obviously, you had Donna Murphy in the role of Anna, and she won the Tony Award for her performance. Lou Diamond Phillips in the role of the King, he was nominated for a Tony Award for his performance. You had, we just heard Jose Yana as Lun Ta, and Jui Choi as Tuptim, and Miss Choi was nominated for a Tony Award as well. You had Jenna Ushkowitz made her Broadway debut. If you've seen Glee, you know who Jenna Ushkowitz is. Randall Duck Kim is the sort of the prime minister of Siam. Randall Duck Kim is an actor who's been working for a tremendous amount of time. He's a very successful actor. You may not know his name, but you've seen him in movies. He was in Tora, Tora, Tora. He was in The Thin Red Line, Anna and the King, The Matrix Reloaded, Memoirs of a Geisha. He plays Master Oogway in Kung Fu Panda. You know, he's been in a tremendous amount of films. He's been on television. He's been in theater. Just a tremendously successful actor. It really, I mean, it captured the original feel that Rodgers and Hammerstein created back in 1951, but it also smoothed out some of those rough edges that, looking back 70, or at the time it was, you know, 40-something years later, you realize that, you know, some of it could have been done more honestly, perhaps. So the 96 cast recording is a very, very good one, I must say. But, you know, there's the original Broadway cast recording. There's a cast recording of a Lincoln Center concert version, I think it was, that was done in the early 90s. There's the 2015 or 2016 Broadway cast. I mean, there's more cast recordings than you can shake a stick at. So you can just pick the one you like. I just happen to really like this one. But getting back to the actual story of The King and I. Anna gets very frustrated with the King because he wants things a certain way, and despite his natural instinct to move in a progressive direction, he feels also bound by his own history and tradition, and Anna gets very, very frustrated with this, and She feels penned in by a lot of what's going on. And Lady Tiang, who is sort of the primary wife of the King, encourages Anna to give him another chance, to give him some support in a lot of ways. And she expresses that sentiment, as one does in Broadway, in song, through this song called Something Wonderful.
This is a man who thinks with his heart. His heart is not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you forgive and forgive and help and protect as long as you
as She go to him.
She will go. She knows he needs her. Tell him.
I will tell him that she's anxious to come. I will tell him that she needs him.
That also will be true. This woman know many things, but this, I think, she does not know. She'll always go along, defend him when he's wrong.
That was Something Wonderful. No, that's the name of the song. I mean, it was a wonderful song, but the name of the song is Something Wonderful from the 1996 cast recording of The King and I. And you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG, and it's 9:47 on the dot. So let's talk about the weather, shall we? According to the WZBG Weather Center, today is going to be mostly sunny, windy, and cool, with highs in the low to mid-50s. Tonight we will see increasing clouds, a chance for a couple of scattered light showers after midnight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, by the way, everybody. I don't think I mentioned that at the top of the show. Happy Easter to all who celebrate. But tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant with a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night will be partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the 30s. Monday will be mostly cloudy. Chance for some showers with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Monday night will be cloudy with a chance for rain after midnight with lows in the 30s, and Tuesday, more rain, highs in the 40s. It's right around 38 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. And Monday is the start of April. So it's no surprise that we're going to be expecting some rain at the beginning of the week. You know, April is a famously rainy month here in New England, but what can you do? Could be worse, you know, it could always be worse, and the start of April usually means spring is on the horizon. I don't know about you, but my lawn is starting to try to resurrect itself. Some of the plants are looking like they wanna start moving towards blooming. I don't know if they're quite ready yet. It's still kind of cold, but it's got that look about it that spring is about to be upon us. Which reminds me, allergy season is coming up, so if you're like me and you suffer from seasonal allergies, be careful. Be very careful. But I digress, of course. We're talking this morning about The King and I, which made its Broadway debut on March 29th, 1951, and ran for about 3 years. At the time of its closing, it was the fourth longest-running show in Broadway history. So, obviously, very popular, very successful. Sadly, the actress for whom the show was sort of written, Gertrude Lawrence, she passed away. She passed away somewhat early in the run. About a year and a half into the run. And after that, the role of Anna was taken over by a variety of performers. I mean, this isn't necessarily the only people, you know, the people that took over for Gertrude Lawrence. I mean, some did, but you had Eileen Brennan, Barbara Cook, Sandy Duncan, Valerie Hobson, Celeste Holm, Sally Ann Howes, all played the part. Angela Lansbury has played the part. Maren Mazey, Laura Michelle Kelly, Maureen McGovern has played it. Haley Mills, Donna Murphy, of course, Kelly O'Hara, Marie Osmond, Elaine Page, Mary Beth Peel, Faith Prince, Liz Robertson, all performers who have played the role of Anna at one point or another in their career. And it's just, it's staggering. I mean, it's written as a star vehicle for a female performer. And of course, it is. And so you have to have a star for the role. Let's see. She was originally replaced by Constance Carpenter, then Celeste Holm, Anna Mary Dickey, Patricia Morrison, all filled in after the death of Gertrude Lawrence. So, you know, again, a who's who, if you will, of performers that have played the part. Yul Brynner was with the company for quite a long time. He was eventually replaced, I think, by Alfred Drake. But Yul Brynner also went back into the show in the 70s. It was revived, and he went back in as the king of Siam. So, you know, it's also a show for which Yul Brynner has been widely renowned. You know, some say it was the role he was born to play, which is ironic considering he's not Asian, to my knowledge. He's was it Russian by birth, I think. Yeah, Russian. He was a Russian American, so go figure. But again, representation has changed over the years, and I think largely for the better. So that's a good thing. But anyway, talking about the story of The King and I, near the top of the second act, there's a plan. Lunta and Tuptim have an escape plan. They're going to find a way to get away from the king after this big performance that the children have put together based on a book that Anna told them about called Uncle Tom's Cabin. And of course they come up with the play The Small House of Uncle Thomas, which is sort of a hybrid between Uncle Tom's Cabin and their understanding of the world. But Tuptim and Lunta talk about escaping in this number called I Have Dreamed.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you'll whisper when you're close, close to me. How you look in the glow. And enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you.
Smiled anew and taught.
Have Dreamed here on Backstage on WZBG from the 1996 cast recording of The King and I. And before we run out of time, I mention this a few times a year, and it's just, you know, it's you know, just something that I feel very passionately about. I've been seeing a lot of commercials lately on TV about this issue, and that is living organ donation. You know, there are people out there that need a kidney or need a liver, and those can be donated by living donors. You know, you don't have to have somebody who's recently passed or whatnot to receive one of those organs. So there's a lot of people out there that could use the help. And, you know, I have a friend named Nicole who is the beneficiary of a liver donation thanks to a living donor, and it saved her life. And she's going to be able to see her kids grow up and be a part of their lives. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. And there's plenty of people out there who need that kind of help. So if it's something you think you could consider, I encourage you to consider it. You know, look into it. Look into your local hospital network and see what kind of programs they have. And I'm not here to promote anyone in particular. I'm not here to push anybody into anything, just putting it out there. You know, Easter weekend, it's good to think about helping people. You know, it's about salvation for Christians who celebrate, and it's a good time to think about how you could help save other lives. So just putting it out there, you know, trying to increase the positivity, trying to increase the love. It's what I do. We're about out of time, though. So next week I'll be back, as I usually am, and we'll be talking more theater, and we'll be having a good old time on a Saturday morning together. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with one more song from The King and I, perhaps the most iconic song from the show. When you hear it, you're going to think about a really, really, really big pink dress. Here are Donna Murphy and Lou Diamond Phillips as Anna and the King with the song Shall We Dance. Have a great week, everybody.
It's very exciting when you're young and you're sitting on a small gilt chair, your eyes lowered, terrified that you'll be a wallflower. And then suddenly you see two black shoes, white waistcoat, a face. It speaks. We've just been introduced. I do not know you well. But when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance?
You're tuned to FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, and the Farmington Valley.